Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting! We are continuing our series of shiurim in Rabbi Yerucham HaLevi, the Das Chachmo Musar. So special. This shiur should be a special schus for Avi Mori, Yusagana Ben Chana, Yumi Marasim Arasena Mirim Bas Chana, and for Rabbi Yisrael Daniel Ben Shaina Dina, Lebracha Vatzlach Ocham Azay Yadav. It says in the Pasuk, Vidi Zahav, the beginning of the parasha. What does it mean, Vidi Zahav? Rashi explains, this is a remes. Hochichan al ha'egel she'asu b'shvil roiv zahav she'hayalem. He's giving them tochacha for the chayt ha'egel. Why did they do the chayt ha'egel? Because they had so much gold. She'namar v'kesev r'beisila, I gave her so much money. V'zahav asu l'baal. And therefore she made zahav for the baal, for the avodah zarah. Hosea, Beis Yud, here also the Jews came out of Egypt loaded with goodies, with jewelry, so they can use it for the Chet HaEgel. The Gemara it says, Lamed Beis, Brachas, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiach Tvarim Klapei Mal, Avarim V'dizav, V'shul Kesef, V'zav, Sheshpatel Lam L'Yisrael, Acham Rudai, that means V'dizav. You gave them so much Kesef and Zav, until they said to die, Hushu Garam Shasu HaSegel, that's what caused them to do the Egel. Ein ari nohe mitoch kupa shel tevin, ala mitoch kupa shel basar. When does the lion roar? Not when he has a box of straw, but when he has meat. So he gave them too much good stuff. He was metiach dvarim klapi mail. He spoke very sharply heavenwards. And it also says, Molech mashal melech. He was marichit says b'no. He washed his son. And he put on shina klider. He put on nice clothing. And he gave him to eat and he gave him to drink. And he put a money belt around his neck, and he put him at the Pesach of a Beis Zonos. He put him at the opening of a brothel. What is the kid going to do? He smells good, he feels good, he's clean, and then he has people inside there who will be willing to do what they do for a living, and he has money to pay them. Rachmana Litzlan. So the Jews also, the Gemara is a very, very strong mashal. The Jewish people, you gave them so much nice stuff, what do you expect? Like the kid who eat and he drank and he feels good, you see it. Pentochel v'savavta v'ram levavcha v'shachachtas Hashem. When you eat and you drink and you're satiated, that's when people a lot of times forget about God. So we see from this Gemara, Big Yisrael, says Rabbi Yerucham, and the Yisod is that not like we normally see the beginning of sin. This is in Das Torah in Parashas Tevar. Not that we normally see sin. Maybe I said at the beginning it's Das Chachomus, or I don't know if this mimer was printed in the Das Chachomus. So not that we normally see sin as a person choosing it, that's where sin begins. No. It doesn't start in a person's heart that he chose wrong. Chazal saw that, you know where the sin started from? Long before. Things that are done long before the sin, that apparently have no shaykhis to the sin at all. Completely different things that are mutter b'tachlis ahead there. It's a big musterdiki is sold. He ate, he drank. What's wrong with eating? Eating is good, we love to eat. What's wrong with drinking? Drinking is great. I don't have a drinking problem. I drink, I get drunk, I fall down. No problem. Drinking is great. And he bathed him. It's good to be clean. You come out, you smell good, you feel good, you're clean, it's geschmack. And Chazal say that's where it all started. Mayase ben shelo yechta. And with this taina, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to patur them from being guilty. V'haya b'zem moidal maisa ha'egel. Kilo haya nusim b'cheit. As if it wasn't their fault in cheit ha'egel. We see a tremendous insight here. And in Ikur Gadol Bavidus Ha'odam, Shachrei Shekol Adover Tolei Rak Ba'ascholos Ha'gormos Mevius La'amaisa V'hamukdamim Oid Zman Rav Lifnei Ha'maisa Imken Arei Behem Tolei Kol Ikur Avidus Ha'odam. So that means that since all the sin is beginning, starts early, then you have to think early, where this is going to take you. This is a story I love to tell. I saw this, Rabbi Bleich brings it down in one of his farim. talking about intermarriage, Rabbi Yehuda Bleich, or Yehuda David Bleich Shlita. So an intermarriage, he tells a story about a guy, he's at a train station, a young man, he asks an older man what time it is, and the older man ignores him. He asks him again what time it is, he ignores him, he asks him a third time, he ignores him. Finally said, why are you ignoring me? So the guy said, listen, if I answer you, you're going to start talking to me, and we're going to have a conversation, then when the train comes, naturally you're going to want to sit next to me so that we can continue the conversation, then we're going to go and go and go. And then it could be that you're going to get off in my town. Now, you don't live in my town, only I live in my town. So you're going to ask me if you can stay with me. So what, I'm going to say no to a yid who needs to stay and needs a place to stay. So he said to the young man, then I'm going to invite you to my house and you're going to stay with me. When you get to my house, you're going to see that I have a young, attractive daughter, and you're going to take a liking to her and she to you, and then you're going to want to get married. And frankly, I don't want a son-in-law who doesn't even own a watch. So he brought that as an example of, you have to look ahead, you have to have some foresight. So here also, and then you don't have an intermarriage, when you give a kid a good Jewish education, you send him to a yeshiva, chances are he's not going to marry out. So maybe he'll marry outside. Sometimes they have these beautiful chuppahs in the garden, I love those, with the waterfalls. I married outside. But when I say married out, I mean marry out of the religion. Yeah. So as you can read about every Sunday in the New York Times, Rachman al-Itzlan. Rachman al-Itzlan is on the intermarriage, not a reading the New York Times. It's also not, you know what I mean? I can think of better things to do with your time. In any event, the point here is, sweet friends, that we have to see the yisod of the chait. Mayase ben v'lo yechta. You get to a point where it is very hard for a person not to sin. So you have to have foresight. Adam ha'oichel kol sivoi miyodea kama averus no lados mise. A person eats too much, who knows how many averus can come from that. Like we said before, this feeling of being satiated, it's not good for everybody. Sometimes a person starts off his day on the wrong foot and he's a little bit lazy, and then he gets angry, and then he sits in front of his Gemara, he can't learn. When es geht nicht, says Rabbi Yeruchim. But kamuvan shemizem es havik bar bittel tosho kamashos. So he thinks that achshav ena matzliach geitim nisht. It's mikra ba'alma. And he doesn't understand, it's because of all the hakdamas, mayase ben v'lo yechta. We see in the Gemara in Erevin, Rabbi Chanina, who was kulo kodesh kadoshim, couldn't daven because he was angry. Rabbi Chanina b'yoyim ederos achlei matzli, v'kol shkem, when we get angry. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Moira. Chelek Aleph, Perek Lamed Dalid, she'achas min asibas shemona seroev olam esagas hachachma, she'chos lam akdomas atzichas esagas hachachma. You have to have akdomas for chachma. People just want to get to the point. But before you get to the point, you have to first learn everything that precedes, all of the preludes to the chachma. Person wants to get to the point. He ready. He wants to build a spaceship. You got a lot of math and science you have to learn before you're building that spaceship. Person wants to be a lamdan. He wants to get straight away. Open that Gemara. I once had a chavrusa, a tire bocher. Today he's a tire, a younger man. And we decided we're going to learn chuvis. Chuvis. So we picked the chuvis sefer of an achron and we started to learn. And then we realized when we learned that there are a lot of Gemaras that you need as a Hakdama before you understand the Tshuvas. So wouldn't it be better first to know the Gemaras? The Tshuvas are only building on the Gemaras. The Hakdama is the Gemaras. Even you learn a Tosfos. Tosfos is asking a Kasha from a different Gemara. If you don't know that Gemara, how are you going to understand the Tosfos? That's the Hakdama. Before you understand the Tosfos, you have to know what the Gemara says. These are the Hakdamas. So it's like that in Averis, and it's like that in Mitzvahs, that you have to have the Akdamas. And once you have the proper Haschala, then it's just going to go smoothly afterwards. Ki kamosh yeshna Haschala klalis l'chol adam kulo. Kamosh yeshna Haschala chol mitzvah mitzvah v'frat. There's aschala for a person where he began, and there's aschala for mitzvahs. So it says in Avos have a rutzla mitzvah kalu berechman avera, that mitzvah gereris mitzvah avera gereris avera, schar mitzvah mitzvah schar avera avera. It's not saying don't be mevaza mitzvah because it's not chashiv. Now we already learned havizurka mitzvah kalu gabachamur in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. This is Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Here we're talking about the yisod vikar shel aschalos. The Iker is telling the aschala of a rutz la mitzvah. You do it with zrizus, la rutz melshin rutzin, and then everything goes. That a person gets up in the morning, he's mizgavir karila avoydus haborot. It starts him off on the right foot, and he has a good day. Reishis Chachma brings divrei Chazal al tismach mitzvah shesifa al mitzvah sheyavod. Don't be happy about the mitzvah you did, but what's going to come from that? And don't be mitzvah in the avera. The averas that are going to come from that, because it all depends on aschalos. You have to get to the root. Mesil Sisharim says in Pirkei Zrizus, Vinyano shel Zrizus, Shu hakdam le mitzvah shel hashlamas inyanam. It's hakdam le mitzvah, Zrizim makdim le mitzvah. And without Zrizus, he's not going to be matzliach, because Zrizus shows his rotzim to the mitzvah. That's the proper aschala. So we have to do that whenever we're starting any project, to know you have to have a good beginning. You have to go in strong, with fire, with passion, and then you'll be matzliach. That's what it says. Vayim shemo atish v'yam shemo atishim v'bekol yishmartim esbrisi v'sinli skulam v'kol ha'amim. Rashi says kol ha'scholas kashas. From the beginning it's hard, but mekan v'elech yarav lachem. So the difficulty is the beginning, but afterwards it gets better. Afterwards it becomes sweeter. In the inyan of have a rotz mitzvah kala, that the ikar hakol tolu b'harot, it's all dependent on you running, because everything depends on the beginning. So Rabbi Yerucham explained this based on the Maimar Chazal, that Moshe tainted for the merit of the Jewish people, for the schutz of the Jewish people, nechayda egel atogaram tolon kezes lav yerbeisil and Moshe lemelech. Mayaseh ben v'lo yachta, we read before. That the Maisa Egel was a tolada, what happened earlier. Acharotza lifter osim legamre. They're not guilty at all. So we see that it all starts at the beginning. And the totzos come in Mela. Person sends, sometimes people go to places. They go, let's say, to a university, and it's a party school. And then afterwards, a person wonders, what happened? He came in such a good boy, and look at what happened in this party school, how much partying he did. The answer is, once you go, the rest is going to come pretty automatically. So you have to be careful. We're in favor of partying, just, you know, that's how you party. The Rama ends off his parish with Shulchan Aruch, the Pasuk in Mishlei, V'toiv lev mishteh tamid. Life should be a party. But the different types of parties, there are Jewish parties and non-Jewish, V'amevin yavin. The famous Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Perek Beis, in Shari Beis, Os Yud, he brings Chazal in the Pasuk, V'yelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, Korban Pesach, but they didn't do it, they only did it on the 14th of the month, much later. The answer is, if they are Makabel, it's as if they did it. And it says in Avos Rabbi Nosson, that if you're Maisim or Merubim Mechachmasa, then your Chachm is Miskayim. And when Rabbi Yerucham, the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, that when it says your chachma is greater, it's because it means that you did a kabbalah, you made a kabbalah, that you're going to do it. You're makabel al nafsho b'leiv neman, to do whatever you're told, to do the right thing, to do the mitzvahs, to serve Hashem. Then the Korban Pesach, they did the Korban Pesach just with the kabbalah, as if they already did it. And so Sisharim talks about zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs. It's not only this prat of ritzel l'dvar mitzvah, it's a klal. That a person has to be very careful how you approach things, what you do from the beginning. Tefillah also, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to think before you daven how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how small we are. It says you have to be koveh amokom l'tefillaso. It's also hakdama, and it says about such a person is like Avram Avinu, hey anav, hey chosid. And Rabbeinu Yonah wonders, what's this maila that a person is an anav and a chosid? He's like Avram Avinu because he has a makum kavua. So the answer is, no, this is his Kabbalah, this is his Akdama. He does a proper Akdama to the mitzvah, so it's a different mitzvah. We know the difference between running into davening, you're a little late, you can grab the seder, or you get there a few minutes before and you think about it. It's a completely different davening. Igra de Kala Duchka, Gemara and Brachas Davav Amid Beis. The schar of the shir is the pushing. The person has this ratzen to go hear the shir, to get in there. Very crowded. It's not chas shalom in a pushy way, but just the dochak, the fact that it's so crowded and you're in there. That's the schar of the shir. Igor the Shemites is Svara, the schar of the learning is the Svara, is Akdama, to learn how to think. And Kol HaTorah Kula is Akdama, is Bechlal Avodas HaAdam. We daven v'sem l'beinu l'havinu l'haskil. We would think that's the Tachlis. No, it's not true. L'shmoya, it's not it. L'ilmot, and you're still not there. L'lamed, more. And then l'shmor. And then lasos, and these are all dargas until you get to be Mekayim. So that's the avod of a person, do all these akdamas. And we say, v'arinin v'sarasecha, v'davag v'nit sena, v'yachle v'inu l'ahava l'ira shemecha. And this brings you to the ahava. We have the mitzvah of tztaka. Tztaka has to be given b'tov lev. Yisham l'cha penye dvarim v'im... Yadavrim levavcha b'liyal lemor. Person's going to have this evil thought not to give. Then he's mufka mitzvah tzedaka. Says lo sik putz yadcha lo samis levavcha. You have to have a good heart when you give. It's akdama. Simu levavchem lechol advarim. Lamed beis mem hei in dvarim. Rashi says sarach adam shu'ena v'libo v'azim v'chuvanam l'divrei Torah. Your eyes and your heart and your ears have to be directed to Divrei Torah. So you have Einav, you have your eyes, you have your heart, you have your ears. Everything should be Mechubar Ke'echad, Mechuvanim Kulam L'Divrei Torah. Otherwise the Torah is not going to come in, so you have to, these are the Hakdamas to Torah. It says in the Or Cheschaim of the Rosh, when you say, V'avta Shem L'Kecha B'chol Avavcha, you have to be Muchan Limsor Gufcha L'Mamcha HaKudushasa, to be willing to give up your life for Hashem. That's the union of the Kabbalah. To be ready. So, we learned big yisodos in this shir. There's obviously a lot more of Yerucham goes on and on. And we should be zoche to be miyasem, to actualize and practice what we learn. Simchu tuv levav meirov kol. Om Shalom, sweetest night forever.